Guys, this is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in today. I brought a friend today to make a point. The title of this video is What to Do When Your Woman Is Leaving You and You Think You're Going to Die. We've all been there. If you've been watching my videos, it's probably because you're suffering some kind of trauma at the hands of a woman. And a lot of times it's when you think that the relationship is failing, that it's not going to work out, that she might be leaving you. And so my friend Michael and I have known each other for three years. Long time now, and he's been to some of my retreats, and he's in the local men's group here, and he's a guy who exemplifies some of the work and some of the results that I like to tell you that you can have. When you are in this mode of a woman leaving you or telling you she wants space or maybe doesn't love you or think of you romantically anymore, and you think that the story in your head is going to end, you have a feeling like you're going to die. And Michael's going to talk about in a second about what happened to him. In short, he was married. He was married happily with children and girls and a mortgage and a dog and a lawn and a job. And all of a sudden, it was all crashing to an end. He grabbed another trapeze, which was another woman, toward the end of the marriage, and he got divorced. And he had a new girlfriend who, in short order, decided to leave him. Then he had another girl, a beautiful woman who just thought he was the cat's meow, and they had a great relationship, and she decided she couldn't be with him and she left. And then there was another woman, and then she decided that she just couldn't handle all of the commitment or whatever, and she left him. And this man has been the epitome of happiness and grace and honor, and I know I'm embarrassing you right now. And so the question is, when you feel like you're falling into a pit of despair, when you feel like you're about to lose everything you've ever known was supposed to be in your life, what do you do? How do you think about it? And so I've given you the short story. I'm going to ask you a question now.
All right.
What is the one thing you realized when you found out that you were going to be single? Go back to that time in your marriage when you found out that that was going away.
That one thing that I realized is that when I'm free falling down into this unknown, that when I hang on to things that are free falling with me, they don't help me at all. And those things for me were the way that I would, my thinking process. The best thing I could do at that point was to let everything go and just let it go and to find that spot, to go into that darkness, to go into that unhappiness, yeah, and to let everything else go. And there was someone waiting for me on the other side of that, and that person wasn't a woman. That person was me, because yeah, I didn't know who I was as a single guy. I didn't know who I was, and to find that person was the best thing I ever could have done.
Like I said, you're the happiest, most secure, most fun-loving, most generous person that I've met, and you bring this to our men's group every other Wednesday. And when we were talking earlier today, we've been drinking for a bit today, forgive us if we look a little glassy. We're talking about this idea of a trapeze. When you're in a relationship and you're on this one trapeze swinging, and you think you've got the world by the balls, everything is going just like it should, up until the time when things aren't going like it should. And there's no other trapeze. You're swinging and you're being told to let go. Michael used the phrase let go. And the first mistake he made was grabbing a trapeze, which was just another woman, to keep him from falling. Because falling, in our minds, is the worst, scariest possible, dark, murky place to go. Find another woman quick. I was told right after my divorce, the best way to get over a cowgirl is to get under another one real quick. Not good advice. Funny, but not good advice. But Michael did that. But then after that, what he found out is that if you let go of the trapeze of needing someone else to make you okay, you let go of the trapeze of the affirmation and validation that having another woman in your life is going to bring, then you fall into this dark pit that you think has gnarly claws and it is scary. But tell me about the lights that came on for you as you started falling into that pit of singlehood and not knowing if you were going to be okay. What caused it to brighten up for you? What caused it to be not so scary?
It was not reaching for that next trapeze. It was just allowing the fall to happen. And however painful it was, however many sleepless nights I had, and to find out that I'm going to be single for the first time in 20 plus years, was to dive into that.
Yeah.
And as I fell, I keep using the falling metaphor, is that as I fell, it came out to be not as scary as I thought it would be. It was not as dramatic. Actually, it was actually a wonderful thing.
And it wasn't a woman. It wasn't a naked woman, which is where we think most of it.
Exactly, exactly. It wasn't the woman that was there, because I know if I can, it through that pain and through that suffering that I lived, coming on the other side, I was at a higher place than I was when I was married. This new person I have is a result of the falling into that darkness.
The new person you've become.
The new person I've become
is a result of the fall.
Yes, of the fall.
Right. So what happened when you met these two beautiful, incredible women who thought you were just the man of their dreams, and then they had to end the relationship? Two times. What happened there? How did you survive that?
Oh, it was a wonderful survival. Because it was a thank you. Because I left it all with gratitude. Yeah. And it was to be able to a place where I can say that.
You just spent a day with one, didn't you? Just the other day. You took a trip. And your friends, right?
Oh, yeah. We're close friends. And we're still doing this journey. And we're still comparing notes. And we're still. it's the being able to have that person. I am so thankful for those relationships and all my experiences. Because I'm always building on to a better me from each of them. I'm always building on to find a true sense of who I am as a person.
Every time you let go, you got better.
Every time I let go, I got fucking better. Yes.
So to leave this video on a funny note, he was traveling with this ex-girlfriend of his, and she was falling on her sword about how she just has this pattern of doing things and going all in with her heart and then backing off and then removing men from her life. And she said, tell me the truth. Did I really suck? And what did you say?
I said, only on those special nights. Did you?
Holy.
But we were able to both laugh about it because that's the friendship that we share. And I would not, I would not hate him more than other people.
The reason I brought Michael on video today is because of the laugh, because of the smile, because I want you to know you're going to be okay. I've said in other videos, you were okay the day you were born. You were okay yesterday, you're okay right now, and you're going to be okay tomorrow. Michael is living proof that you will be okay no matter how many times you think that letting go of the trapeze is going to kill you. It doesn't. You do get better if you want to. It's a thought process. I'd like to help you with that. So give me a call or respond to the email, whatever you want to do. If you want to chat about it, I'm here for you. Thanks. See you later. Bye-bye.